is a great honour for me and for my company, Jennings O'Donovan. Sligo Chamber has been looking after the business interests since 1923, almost 100 years old, and we've had two representatives from Jennings O'Donovan in the past. The original founder, Austin Jennings, was present, and more recently, David Kiley. So I'm delighted myself. I take this with great honour and pride that I take up the role on behalf of myself and behalf of Jennings O'Donovan. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Your term as President of the Chamber of Commerce will coincide with perhaps some of the greatest unstable economic times in the history of the state, with Brexit just looming around the corner. So that's probably one of the big agendas that you're going to be dealing with throughout your time as President.
None of us really want to see a bad outcome coming out from it. For ourselves, it's to try and protect the interests of our members as best we can. And I suppose we have to take a long-term view on that as well. Through our work with our industry group on the Atlantic Economic Corridor, we're looking at trying to revitalise the N17 from Sligo down towards the Knock direction to try and improve that Atlantic Economic Corridor as an area that could promote linkages for business investment along that corridor.
Injecting some new business life into Sligo as well, increasing the footfall of potential customers that visit the town. Again, I presume they're going to be high on your to-do list in the 12 months ahead.
That is to make sure that there are more people working and living in Sligo. Since the government launched the National Development Plan in Sligo in February of last year and designated Sligo a growth centre, that has really helped put Sligo on the map. And in terms of attracting in inward investment in companies, like, we've had announcement of 1,500 jobs for the region in the last year, 1,200 for Sligo alone, with companies such as Abbott, Abtran, Air, E3 Retail, Lifetiles, Overstock and Fibro, which is a great vote of confidence in the region. And with this 1,200 jobs coming into the region, it automatically falls out of that there will be increased people living in Sligo, and therefore the footfall in the central town area will increase.
Proper infrastructure, that's going to be key in attracting more and more of maybe a specialised workforce to relocate here.
Infrastructure is absolutely key, and we continue to lobby actively to make sure that we can secure the infrastructure that will enable Sligo to develop and grow. Like, we're delighted that the N4 Cluny to Castle Baldwin, that has been signed off now at Cabinet, and that work will start there in the next coming months. The Eastern Garibald Bridge is ready to go to construction. Very important from a business perspective is the Western Distributor Road, which will help the IDA open up the land at Oakfield. Construction already underway there. And then from the central town area, the fact that the contract is about to be signed for O'Connell Street refurbishment works, and we should see the long-awaited work started in O'Connell Street in about March of this year, are all very important infrastructure elements to help Sligo grow.